You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Welcome into the CHGO Blackhawks podcast presented by PointsBet. Use promo code CHGO when you sign up and you're going to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. I'm Jay Zawoski with Greg Boyson and Mario Tirabassi. We're here at our CHGO studios in the West Loop, and it's Top Shelf Tuesday.
Woo!
What the hell is Top Shelf Tuesday? It's basically the day where we just kind of do something fun. We were trying to think of a clever name, as clever as Mailbag Monday.
Yeah, it's another original thing. Have you copyrighted this yet?
Well, we invented Mailbag Monday yesterday.
Correct.
Yeah. The copyright has been submitted to the government, and that should be cleared at any time, so no one can use that ever again.
Good, because I saw a lot of imitations already.
I know.
Like,
and people
instantly
pretending like their old podcast. No.
Yeah, no.
Invented yesterday. Top Shelf Tuesday is just to sort of catch all for, we're going to have fun today. So what fun are we going to have today? Well, first, we're going to crap on the Blues for a while. After that, we're going to draft our fantasy teams with the remaining teams in the playoffs, asterisk, and the Florida Panthers. And we're only able to pick one player from each team. So it's going to be a little bit of a fun experiment we do on the show. And as the weeks go on here in the offseason, we'll come up with more fun bits like that. But let's start with last night's action. Oh, before we do that, though, I'm excited to get to Top Shelf Tuesday. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, at @CHGO_Blackhawks. I'm at Jay Zawoski. He's at Greg Boyson and at @Mario_Tirabassi. Make sure you're following us wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, whatever. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and our YouTube channel as well, CHGO Sports. Turn on those notifications so when we go live, you know, and you join us right away. All right, so the Florida Panthers are eliminated. They get swept by the Tampa Bay Lightning. But I think that takes a backseat to the basking. I know the three of us and a lot of Blackhawks fans were doing in watching the Avalanche and Blues game. Nazem Kadri, after getting a water bottle thrown at him from Jordan Binnington, racist threats, death threats, all these sorts of things. The cherry on the sundae, the hat trick from Kadri, who we will qualify has had some baggy moments in his career
Not a saint, yes.
But no one should be, as you said, Mario, very eloquently, subject to what he's been subject to over the last little while and his whole life, basically. It's just great to see the Blues blue all over themselves.
Oh my gosh!
And to have Kadri score the hat trick in St. Louis in a game that was a blowout, then it was close, then it was another blowout. Just a beautiful night to be a Hawks fan.
It was just, it was fantastic. I was at the CHGO softball game last night, so I wasn't able to catch the full game, but I got home and I sit down. My wife's watching TV, so it's before she's fallen asleep and I can change the channel. I pull out my phone and I see all the I see the score and I see all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, good. I'm so happy that Nazem Kadri is already, putting it to the team and the Blues are losing. I'm kind of catching up on the absolute meltdown that the fans are having online, and it's just making me feel so good. And I turn on the game, and it's like it's 4-1, and then it's 4-2, and then it's 4-3, and I'm like, oh, I'm ruining it for everyone now. But the Avalanche, they took care of business. Kadri got the hat trick, and it was just so absolutely poetic for him to, be involved in the incident that unfortunately, injured Jordan Binnington. You don't root for injury. So it, and I don't, I honestly don't think Kadri made that play intentionally.
No.
It's just, it's something that happens, but to have to go through that, have that labeled on you, and then to go through all the stuff that, that, was thrown at him and his family, on social media. I know late last night and again this morning, I believe his wife posted mm-hmm. the messages that they were getting, and just this hateful shit from, I can't believe people, I said it yesterday, I'm even more mad about it today because now having seen it and just being like, the fact that people think that they can go to someone and say those things mm-hmm. and think, oh, you know, whatever, I'm just saying it online. Like, that's not okay.
A lot of these geniuses were using their real names and had pictures on their
and
DMs.
And hats off to Kadri's wife for not blocking it out. Nothing. Like,
they
no.
should be exposed.
If you're gonna say this,
if
you're gonna say this stupid shit, you're gonna have to own it.
There's consequences.
Yeah.
You don't, there's free no, speech is not consequence free.
Exactly. 100%. So
when some of these jagbags lose their jobs, get kicked off their sports teams, I will celebrate it.
Whatever consequences come to them, if any. From being revealed to, you know, the, you can say like there's anonymity online or privacy and whatever, blah, blah, blah. But like you said, there's no, there's not an avoidance of consequence.
Right. No.
So yeah,
you go, if you go into yeah. someone's direct messages and you're yourself with, like you said, with the picture on there saying, I hope you die or something horribly racist or something along those lines. Yeah. You're going to have consequences for that, and you should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
that,
should.
That's not cancel culture.
No, it's...
That's getting rid
consequence
of
culture.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
called owning... Getting, there's, for every action, there is response... You know, there are accountabilities, mm-hmm. and we need more of that. And speaking of accountability, zero from the St. Louis Blues.
No, they went and tried to go out. Yeah. David Perron was headhunting for Nazem yeah. Kadri.
He's a scumbag. He doesn't
terrible.
Need to play. That play by Nazem Kadri, who is no saint, he's got his track record. Yep. He cost the Colorado Avalanche a shot at the Stanley Cup last year for taking a cheap shot on Justin Falk of the Blues. Yeah. If they had Nazem Kadri for that Vegas series, they probably win that series and then go on to play the Montreal Canadiens. So he's had that. He's no saint. But that play that injured Jordan Binnington, unfortunate. It's not intentional. It's a hockey play. Mm-hmm. He's driving. He's playing like Nazem Kadri. He's driving hard for a net in a playoff game in a series that's tied 1-1. He's not trying to injure somebody. And, you know, if Connor McDavid makes that play, he's going to be heralded by, wow, look at that. Look at that effort and that leadership. That's mm-hmm. how you lead a team. But it's Nazem Kadri, so he's trying to hurt. And for Craig Berube to say no comment, for the Blues to not issue a statement, and I know not all St. Louis Blues fans are racist jagoffs. I know that. But when the
some
St.
of them
Louis
are just
Blues...
jagoffs.
Yes, just jagoffs. Not all racist jagoffs. But for the Blues and the league to not acknowledge it, to me, that endorses it. Silence enables it. So until the Blues say, this is not us, I'm just going to assume it is. It is. You're
it
endorsing
is
it. You're,
yeah. for history. I
you're
mean,
endorsing it by not
way.
Saying a silence is screaming volumes. And for Craig Berube to get up there and then call out Nazem Kadri's reputation. Hey, buddy, you want to tell us about how you got suspended in 1997 for using a racial slur for calling Peter Worrell, a black rookie on the Florida Panthers, a monkey? So you want to tell me about reputations? How about your reputation, Chief? Stick it in your ass. That's how I say
it.
Yeah. I'm tired of like the Blues losing last night was great. I woke up this morning and I brewed my pot of Strava CBD coffee. Instead of using water, I used the tears of St. Louis
Ooh.
Blues fans, and it was the most delicious
Salty.
Coffee I ever had. Well, I had a little chocolate in there to cancel out.
There
the,
you
it
go.
Was amazing.
Beautiful.
So keep crying. Keep crying. It fuels me this time.
I hope they go back to Colorado and it's 10-0
in the first
yeah.
period.
Yeah.
Like just destroy them. They don't deserve
like,
anything.
Like I said in our pre-round preview, screw the Blues forever.
Yeah. That's it.
And it's got this is not like my Blackhawk fan coming out. I hate the
no.
Blues as a Blackhawk fan. This is me as like a decent
is,
human being
yeah,
watching that and going, these guys showed their ass. David Perron, scumbag.
Yeah, it's cultural,
Blues.
Cultural and societal awareness that drives this. It's
yeah.
not. It's
and the
it's,
Blues doing nothing yeah. and ignoring it and saying no comment. you freaking deserve to lose.
But do you think Perron gets anything for that swing?
He should. He absolutely should.
Too intense. Then he jumped on them and punched them in the back of the head while he was on the ice.
That's just typical bullshit. But like the people's elbow, as they said.
That's not intent to injure, then nothing is.
He should, but he won't.
You've got the tackle before that resulted in the penalty. Then the penalty expires. Kadri scores his second goal of the game right as the penalty expires. As Kadri is celebrating, Perron comes out of the box, elbow up, like leaning into him like this, and Kadri just sort of, dodges it a little bit. It's right there on camera. You see Kadri with his elbow up, or with Perron with his elbow up. So he didn't connect, so there's no consequence?
Yeah, no.
He's trying to injure someone.
If he doesn't get suspended, just shut down the Department of Player Safety because it's a joke.
I mean, we already know that.
Yeah, well,
it is. I mean, they only punish people when you injure
exactly.
somebody.
Exactly. So we can say, oh, he's swinging, he's trying to do this.
He didn't hit him.
This is the same NHL it's been for years upon years. Every time there's an incident like this, you think that this is where they're going to step up, and nope.
What do you expect when you have a department on player safety that you put guys like Chris Pronger and George Parros in charge of? Guys who made millions of dollars trying to injure people. Of course they're not
Director of player safety, Rafi Torres.
Yeah, like
what are you doing?
It's an absolute joke.
And you know, it's I know we are Hawks fans and we have an ingrained hatred of the St. Louis Blues. We have the same hatred for the Red Wings, but the Red Wings don't have the reputation of playing the way the Blues do and acting the way the Blues do. And you look at their history of Tony Twist and Steve Ott and on and on and on of having players that play this style and play this way.
Wakey, wakey, Backus.
Yeah. Well, that was a crappy play by Seabrook, I got to say. every team in the league has had their moments, mm-hmm. but there are some organizations that moments like this are synonymous with.
Yeah.
And to me, the Blues are one of them.
Yeah. And that's why it just them winning the Stanley Cup in 2019 was just awful.
One of the few times I've been a Bruins fan.
The only time, really.
It's tough.
Yeah.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
It. And yeah, that's I can't wait. I hope Colorado just blows them right out of the water. Kadri gets another hat trick. You know, I want him to put like a big thing of salt on the bench. So when he scores another hat trick, he just goes to the bench, takes off his gloves, and just right at the Blues.
He did the little like removing the helmet gesture, like he's going to throw his helmet.
Yeah.
I really want to get in my car, drive to St. Louis, and just get in there after hours, just throw my hat on the ice just for the hell of it.
And kudos
it was
to
tasty.
Kadri for speaking after the game. He didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
He went up there and just said, hey, this is me. This is what I do. Keep the hate. It fuels me.
Why don't we've got the audio here from the video, actually, from
talking
the
with TNT.
NHL on TNT. Yeah.
Thanks this to TNT is, for the video.
Of course. This is Nazem Kadri after the game when the Avs beat the Blues delightfully.
Naz, I know you like playing on the road, and then you played into it tonight, but obviously there are different things that you have to deal with here, and we saw the story about online posts and some threats made toward you. Death threats made towards you, racist threats made towards you on Twitter. How do you deal with all that and move on and play?
Unfortunately, I've been dealing with that for a long time. You know, that's sad to say, but that's just the fact of the matter. I'm getting good at just putting it in the rearview mirror. It's a big deal. I try to act like it's not and just keep moving forward. So, you know, that's what I do. And, you know, I know that doesn't reflect some of those messages I got. Doesn't reflect every single fan in St. Louis, but... you know, for those that that hate, that one's for them.
Yeah,
I love that.
That's great.
Love that.
That's great.
Tasty.
Exactly. Love that. And just you know, with Kadri getting the hat trick, with you know the incident between the Sox and the Yankees, and Tim Anderson going yard in Yankee Stadium and shushing the crowd, that was it's just. I love it.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's good. It's called karma. And every once in a while, karma always wins eventually. But, man, sometimes it's so satisfying.
Yeah.
I want to say, too, props to TNT for not hiding from that incident. Asking for him after the game, asking him directly, using the word racist, not saying controversial or not trying to dance around what's happening. They confronted it, and they gave him an open mic to say what he wanted to say. And I think... You know what? Kadri was pretty diplomatic, considering the stuff he's been through.
He took the high road.
Yeah, he did take the high road.
And he showed you a little bit of class there. Not a little bit, a whole lot of class there. He could have been a complete jack-off.
Yeah, sure.
And threw everybody under the bus, and nobody would have been mad at him.
And you know the temptation for him is to be like, you know, give the DX on the camera, right? Like, it's
said, you know what? Look at the scoreboard. That's all that matters right now. And it was great. And, yeah, and kudos to TNT. They've been really good at that stuff this year. When the whole Kyle Beach stuff came out, they covered that. They didn't sugarcoat that. They went right away when Rocky had his blow up at the town hall. They went right into that and talked about that and rightfully bashed them. So, you know, they are presenting it. You know, they're not sugarcoating it. And that's kudos to them.
I have to say about the TNT crew. I feel like I always thought at NBC Liam McHugh was really good at his job. With TNT, I think he's probably able to be a little bit looser because of the way that they've set up the show. He's fantastic. He's so good in that role with the panel that they have, and just wanted to say I think he's part of the reason that they do a good job of going after these difficult situations.
He's in the Ernie Johnson role. Mm. And what makes Ernie Johnson great is he is a great quarterback. He knows how to get the most out of every panelist they have while at the same time being part of the panel.
Yeah.
I think on NBC, he was sort of just the guy who was there to guide and they didn't really let the personality show through. And Liam McHugh is a big hockey fan.
Yeah, he's really
He loves the game. He's not just biding his time till the next big job comes along. And one will for him. I think at some point he'll be on, you know, the halftime show for the Sunday Night Football or something is going to be in his future, and he should run to it, of course, because it's more money, more opportunity. But he is a true hockey fan, and he wants to be there, and you could tell he cares about the game.
Yeah.
And he really knows, as they learn each other on the panel, he is quickly adapted to say, all right, who's going to get the most out of this situation for us? And I think the panel is really well assembled, and say what you want about Barstool and Paul Bissonnette and all that stuff, but Bissonnette has the relationship with the players to get them to loosen up. He loosens up the players. Then some of the harder hitting questions come in. Like, it's a really good, I think they've got we've did a whole show on this, but they've got a really good blend of characters on that show to get the most out of their guests. And that is the biggest challenge, to get athletes, let alone athletes, hockey players to say anything of substance. That panel has done a really good job.
They have the model with their fantastic NBA coverage.
Right.
Yeah.
They're trying to bring that same vibe. Obviously, you're not going to find a Charles Barkley in the hockey world. Good luck with that. There's one only Charles Barkley out there. But they're trying that same vibe. And why not? I'm not a big NBA guy, but I will watch the pre and post game shows.
Inside the NBA is amazing.
It's entertaining.
Yeah. Unreal.
I don't know half the guys they're talking about, but I crack up because it's just the way the interaction. So if you can bring some sort of degree of that into the hockey, that's fantastic.
Did you see the clip about the bracelet that he got from a guy in a steam room that just came out?
No, I didn't, but I'm going
to have to look at it. We'll have to find
Charles Barkley bracelet steam room. I'm there.
It's hilarious. It's ridiculous.
Anyway, summarizing our coverage of that game, we've got a comment in the chat from John Van. He says, F the Blues.
There we go.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Can we make that a CHGO t-shirt?
That'll sell 72.
There you go. I think we could sell that one pretty
good. I'll buy 71 of them.
Definitely. All right, well, the other series, making me look like a fool, is my Stanley Cup predicted champions are swept by the humiliated by the back-to-back Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning, 4-0. The Lightning win that series, and whoever you predicted to win that series, I don't think anybody saw a sweep.
No, I picked the Lightning, but in 7, like not a sweep.
I had the Lightning in a couple of games. Yeah, I think it might have been 6, but yeah, not sweeping and not absolutely shutting down the best offense in the league the way that they did. And I think it's just, you know, we saw the series between Tampa and Toronto, and I think that going back and looking at that, it gives me a little bit more of an appreciation of how close that series was played.
No doubt.
Because we all thought, and I think a large population of the hockey world expected, you know, Leafs and Lightning was amazing. Now we get Battle of Florida, it's going to be even better. And it was not even close.
Bad.
It was two different worlds of hockey.
So much for the whole, that 7-game series is going to take a lot out of the Lightning. They
got a nice long break now.
Yeah.
It woke them up.
Yeah. And without Braden Point. That's even the most
They haven't had him,
thing.
Yeah.
He didn't play a shift the entire series due to injury. And who knows if he's coming back at all, because that injury looked awful.
Yeah.
So, God, I mean, they just smacked them around a little bit, you know? It was men against boys.
I wonder if the Toronto folks look at that series loss a little differently now, seeing that the Lightning just dispatched the Panthers like that. Are they a little less panicked about the Game 7 loss to the Lightning?
Probably takes a bit of the sting away.
I would think so, right?
Yeah. Maybe.
And it shows you really how close Toronto is to being a cup contender. They're a piece, maybe one piece away. If they can get like a real stud, either goalie or stud shutdown defenseman, Seth Jones? Well,
I don't know about that.
Connor Murphy.
They there you go. They got some help with Mark Giordano taking $800,000 on an
crazy
extension. So.
I mean, he's taking a dollar for every year he's been on the earth, but you know.
I mean, hey, he's still good
defenseman.
He's still good.
He's not what he was, but yeah. He doesn't move the needle, but he's definitely not moving the needle in the other direction.
Yeah, that's right.
I think of it in that approach. I think of it the 2017 Nashville sweep Chicago sucked. Terrible. Like, should not have been the way that it went, but it did. A little of the sting was taken away from that, knowing that Nashville got to the final. All right.
Yeah.
Fine, you know.
We had one of our members in our members only Discord channel that you can get becoming a member of CHGO Sports. Bob B had an interesting question yesterday, and saying if the Panthers had a quote certain coach still behind the bench, does that series go any differently? And that's a very good question. I don't think they get swept.
Yeah.
I think they still lose that series because that certain coach was the Panthers coach last year when the Lightning swatted him away in six games. Mm-hmm. You know, Anthony DeClair gets scratched in game four. That probably still happens.
Yeah, that's a very Q move. Yeah.
But at some point, I know Andrew Burnett's taken a bit of a beating here, and he did make some questionable calls, decisions, and you saw the difference between the experience and the up and coming team. But you got to score damn goals. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it comes down
to execution.
And that's not on the coach. The coach is not out there. They had a ton of shots in the first period, no goals. How about the Lightning getting two goals waved off the board in like a minute of each other? It's like unbelievable. Yeah. Then the report comes out that half the Panthers or a lot of the Panthers are at a strip club at 3 a.m. I made a joke because they had, 21 shots in the first period? I put on Twitter, did the Panthers do more shots in the first period tonight or at the strip club last night? But it doesn't matter. None of that stuff matters. They didn't score. The Lightning showed the Panthers, like, here, young bucks, here's how you win in the playoffs.
It's crazy. I think you look at it and a 49-save shutout in an elimination game from Andrei Vasilevskiy. He has still a large portion of his career ahead of him. He may be the most clutch goaltender of, I don't know, the last 50 years.
What
is he? It's crazy.
He's won his last 18 playoff games following a loss, or 17?
Yeah. I think the Lightning are like 18-0.
The last time they lost back-to-back playoff games was when they got swept in 2019 by the Blue Jackets. They haven't lost back-to-back games in the playoffs.
And I think the win last night was his sixth shutout in an elimination game, which is now an NHL record.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. The stat is it's in six of their last seven series clinching games, they have shut out the opponent.
He is a shutout.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, he's the best goalie in the league.
That's crazy.
I know.
It's nuts.
Igor Shesterkin. I can never say that.
Shesterkin.
That guy. I know he had the best season.
Joey Zakshevsky.
He had the best season out of goalies this year. Amazing season. A Hart Trophy finalist. Rightfully so. Going to win the Vezina. But, man, Vasilevskiy. He's the best goalie in the league.
He's
overall.
The best until someone passes him, and it hasn't happened.
He's the best until he's not.
The Lightning are probably the best team in the league until they're not.
Yeah. It just shows you. And you two are correct in picking them to win a series.
I'm going to pick them every series until they lose.
Bro, how can you not?
Yeah.
How can you not? I mean, they're just – not only are they four lines deep, you know, six defensemen deep. Oh, yeah, once you get past all that, you've got the best goalie in the world.
Yeah.
At the back end of it.
And you've got the experience of winning back-to-back cups, which is priceless. Mm-hmm. You can't teach those things.
Reminds me a lot of the 90s Avalanche, where you've got Sakic and Forsberg and Lemieux and on. Oh, yeah, and there's Patrick Waugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good luck. Yep. Good luck to you, good sirs.
They should be favored out of whoever comes out of the Carolina Rangers.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, there's no doubt there.
And everybody's
going
to pick them, and it will be interesting to see. Now that they get a little layoff, and I think that Carolina-New York series is going at least six. So it'll be interesting to see how that dynamic goes. Do they come out flat in that first game after not playing for at least a week?
I'm going to say no.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I wouldn't bet on it, but they, you know what? They came out super flat in the first game against Toronto.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
As long as they stay away from the strip clubs, I think they'll be okay.
That's not their problem. I mean, they live in Tampa all year. They don't have to go the night before.
That's true.
Yeah, they're used to it. That's true. Tonight we've got Hurricanes at Rangers at 6 p.m. on ESPN, and then Flames-Oilers game 4, 8:30 Central on ESPN as well.
Good games.
Hey, we hope you're enjoying the show. We got lots of people in the chat today. We always appreciate that at our new time of 11 a.m. We'll be there Monday through Friday. Friday audio only, so give or take a few minutes here or there, but around 11 every day. But the best way to support CHGO is to download that PointsBet app and use the code CHGO when you sign up. If you do that right now, you're going to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000, but that's not all. You'll also get a free CHGO membership that gives you access to our Discord that Greg just mentioned, unlocks all of our great written web content. Mario published a piece last night on weaponizing the Hawks' defensive organizational depth, which was really, really great. You're going to get a free shirt from the CHGO locker as well. So that's $2,000 in free bets, a free CHGO membership, and a free t-shirt from the CHGO locker, all for making a $50 or more first-time deposit at PointsBet. It's your home for live in-play betting, and it just got even better. Introducing PointsBet's new feature, live NBA same-game parlay. For the first time ever, you can build the perfect live NBA same-game parlay only with PointsBet. Combine your favorite bets anytime during the game. Watch live, parlay live, and boost live with PointsBet. Remember, registration is open online in Illinois. Get your phone out, download the PointsBet app. Boom, start to finish. You can start placing your first bets in minutes. So what are you waiting for? Once the game starts, don't just bet. Live your bet life with PointsBet. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Another good way to support us at CHGO and to support yourself and your immune system, your gut health, is to get yourself some Athletic Greens. They are very proud of their AG1 product. I've been enjoying it since they've come on as a sponsor. It's really been doing really good things for my natural energy, doing exactly what it's designed to do, which is to optimize your immune system, give you that natural energy, and improve your gut health. With just one scoop of AG1, you are absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. And if you have different dietary restrictions or follow different diets, whether it's gluten-free or dairy-free, keto, vegan, whatever it is, with AG1, you're good to go. Easy to incorporate into your life, no matter how busy you might be. It's a small once-a-day habit with big benefits. And right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's all you need. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/CHGOBlackhawks. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/CHGOBlackhawks. And take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
And the final way you can help support us here at CHGO, and we will love you forever, is becoming a member of CHGO. Go ahead to allchgo.com. Signing up for that membership for the low, low price, you're going to get so much great content. And the best part is, it's not just Blackhawks. It's all Chicago. We've got amazing teams covering all Chicago sports. Cubs and Sox are in mid, you know, heading into the home stretch of the baseball season, right when it gets good. Memorial
Dog
Day coming up.
Summer.
The Bears, they're doing some great stuff. Our Bears, our Bulls
OTAs,
coverage
baby.
Is great.
OTAs.
We've got Sky, Red Stars for all your you know, needs there. The Fire, we got a great team
Sausage.
Covering them as well. So we got it all. All Chicago, all CHGOs. Become a member. You're going to get great written content from all of our credentialed writers, our insiders, and it's all ad-free. The website is clean. There's no pop-up videos that are going to scream to your boss that you're reading sports stuff while you're at work. None of that. It's no ads. It's clean reads. It's great content. You're going to get a free shirt. You can get the one Mario's wearing. You can get that fancy, great CHGO Blackhawks podcast logo right there on your screens if you're watching on YouTube. You can get any one of our shirts. We don't care which one. Obviously, we want you to get the Blackhawks one. Yeah. But, you know, yeah, we're a team here. If you want to get the Bears one, get the Bears one. We won't be mad at you. And then you get access to that members-only Discord where you can chat with other CHGO members and fans. Chat with us. We like to hang out there during some of the games. You can send us Mailbag Monday questions there. Meet new friends. It's great time. It's a community. That's what we're all about here. So become a member and help us keep this going.
All right, the time has come for our first Top Shelf Tuesday event. I don't know. That sounds like the right word. Lawrence, yeah, you're the producer. It's you an tell event. Me.
Oh, this is definitely an event. I'm very excited about it. I'm a little nervous. It's a lot of work for me on this end, but we'll see if I can do this.
We got to welcome you back from Hawaii with a little bit of
I hope you got rid of the jet lag.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, I've been sleeping late. I've had the alarm having to wake me up. I used to be able to wake up easily, but now still on that jet lag.
You're right. You're good to go. So far, so good.
Yeah, look at this. It's still, everything's fine now. So
all right, we're gonna challenge you here a little bit. So here's the idea. We're each gonna draft a team, center, two wingers, two D, and a goalie, made up of the remaining playoff teams. Okay, so the division finals fantasy draft. The caveat is we cannot take two players from the same team. So no two Oilers, no two Flames, no two Hurricanes. It's gotta be one person from each team. That's where the challenge comes in. The draft order is yet to be determined, but I do have my fancy schmancy blue cup here.
Oh, yes. Oh, nice.
And I'm going to ask Greg to do the honors. First, he will pull the first pick here.
And hey, I pulled my own name.
All right. Greg gets Connor McDavid. Next.
Pretty much. Yeah. Mario, are you going to pull your own name?
Now, is this a snake draft?
Yes.
Snake draft.
So this is for pick number two. Mario.
All right, look at that. So
damn it.
Wow.
I get two picks back to back.
I do like the back to back.
Now, did you try and put ice cubes on your own?
I did freeze my own my own card there.
I don't know if that's why I thought that one was a little,
it was a little cold.
Soggy.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it was in my pants. Sorry about that. it's paper mache at this point. All right. Well, go ahead and take Connor McDavid, Greg.
You know, the allure, the temptation to take Zach Cassian right here.
You need that grit.
But I am, yes, we're taking Connor McDavid, and I've won the draft.
Yeah, it's kind of over. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us.
Best player on the planet, I'll take him.
All right, there it goes. In real time. Now, is this real time on the screen there for everybody?
See McDavid.
Yep, it is. That's live now.
I like that. All right. Nice.
Now, do we want EDM next to him so we know that Greg.
I think we know what team Connor McDavid plays for.
All right, we could. Okay.
We got it.
All right.
All right.
Save EDM for the rage.
With the second pick in the draft, I am going to go with a person we've already mentioned today, goaltender Andre Vasilevsky, because when it comes to crunch time, there's no one better in between the pipes. And I think the best way to build a team is from the back out. And if you cannot score on a team, you have a good chance of beating the opposition.
I forgot about the spelling aspect of
that. Yeah,
Vasilevsky.
There's an extra I.
There's an I before the Y.
Yeah, the Russian spelling.
Yeah. S-K-I, yeah, there it is. I always forget that I, too.
There you go. Oof.
All right.
This is going to be harder than I thought.
That's the hardest one, I think.
Don't wait. Next week, we're drafting all Russian players.
I will take Sergei Krivokrasov. No, I'm just kidding. I am very happy that the number three pick, Kale Makar, is still available.
Yeah.
I will take the 23-year-old who is revolutionizing the position of defense. Much like Bobby Orr did back in the day, I am already ready to put Kale Makar on that level of play he's changing the position.
Connor McDavid, a defenseman right now.
When there's a player that people start saying that they're creating a new position in hockey because of the way you play, that's something special.
Yeah, he's really good. And now it starts to get tough because, you know, it's not tough because aside from Vasilevsky, there's only really one other goalie in this that I trust. So I'm going to take Igor Shesterkin as my pick here. You're good. No, it's good. It's good. So Shesterkin is my goalie. Yeah, I already don't love my team, but what are you going to do?
I don't know. That's
two picks in. Ah, crap, I'm screwed.
I don't know. That's a pretty good start.
It's
right
not
there.
Bad so far. Yeah, I know. I just
best defenseman, best one of the best.
One
goalies.
Of the best
yeah.
goalies. Best
one
of the
well, you win goalies. From like you said, yeah. you win from the back end,
it's
right?
A good way so, to go.
I mean, if the Maple Leafs had those two guys, they'd still be in the playoffs.
That's true. That's
that
absolutely true.
All right. So it is my pick.
Wait, now,
it is
you again.
I spelled that right, didn't I?
Yep.
Shesterkin.
Woo-wee. Yep.
All right. I am going to go. With, I gotta think here. All right.
Sounds so easy.
One, two things. I have to remember who's all still playing. And then I gotta, okay. I am going to go, I'm gonna stick with my plan of trying to build from the back out. I'm going to go with a very underrated defenseman. I'm going to go with Jacob Slavin.
I love that pick.
He was on my list.
Carolina Hurricanes, yep. Jacob Slavin. He's just
as dependable as they
very get. Dependable. Doesn't for a defenseman to not take penalties and be as effective as he is in his own zone. It's just it's truly a skill. It's such a skill that I don't think a lot of people really appreciate. So I'm going with Jacob Slavin.
Now you got two.
I got two. Well, I'm going to go on the
wait,
back end.
Wait, he gets two?
I get two.
Snaking. We're snaking it.
I thought you would just be, oh my gosh.
Go back the
other
way. Oh,
yeah. One, two, three, wow, three, the two, snake one, goes one, both one, ways. My yep. brain is broken.
All right. So
a snake draft is weird when it's just three people.
Yes. like you gotta, yeah, so you're the only one that doesn't get two picks in a row. All right. So since I don't have to pick a goalie to my last pick. I'm not going to worry
it's like
about
a kicker
that
at this point.
So I'm going to go with staying on the back end. I'm going to go to Tampa and take Victor Hedman because
there you go.
I mean, I think we're at the point where people forget how good he is just because he's been so good mm-hmm. for so long. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give me some Victor Hedman and then
freezing.
I will then, yeah.
I can that spell Hedman. Please keep picking guys.
That's
that are
right.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I am going to go up front after that. And I'm going, well, see, I can't pick this guy because I want, you know what?
It's a lot of strategy here.
Screw it. I was going to take Jacob Markstrom as my goalie, but I'd rather have Johnny Gaudreau. So okay. I will sacrifice goaltending for Johnny
I mean, we've
Gaudreau.
Already picked him, so.
Yeah, it's so I mean, not, Markstrom yeah. was going to be yeah. my guy.
Just confirm, we're calling him a wing, right? He's a wing?
I'm a winger, yes. Okay, good. Johnny Gaudreau. That's Johnny Hockey. I will take him.
All right, so I've taken a Hurricane and a Lightning. Got to get all the natural disasters out of the way here. Let's see. Who would I go with the Flames? No, you know what? I know who I'm going with. I'm not going to go down the middle. I'm going to go on the wing. But I'm going to take one of my favorite, not here for a long time, but a good time, Blackhawks, Artemi Panarin.
All right. Hard to go wrong there.
And people, like, I still can't believe people say he doesn't show up in the playoffs. He's literally a point per game in the postseason in his career
yeah.
player. I mean, he can come and go at times, but I think he's consistent. He's so dynamic, and I don't know. I just like him.
It's not going to argue that.
All right, I'm going to go. I have not taken a Lightning yet.
You have a lot to pick from.
I do.
There's a lot of talent.
I
got to
strategize here. You know what? I'm going to go winger. I'm going to take my beloved Teuvo Teravainen.
There you go. That's, I mean, that's
one of my wings.
There you go.
I have to.
You have it's in the stars.
T-E-R-A. V-A-I-N-E-N.
Yeah, his is pretty easy. It's pretty phonetic.
And then thank I'm you. Going to take another winger from the Calgary Flames, Matthew Tkachuk.
Yep. There you go. That's. I was thinking that's who I was going to go with Calgary, but I think I could still get a good one from Calgary.
Did I remember how to spell Tkachuka?
Tkachuk.
You got it.
That's what I thought.
All right.
It's my
Rangers,
knowledge of
Hurricanes.
Older hockey players.
This is harder than I thought it was going
to
be.
It is, because now I'm like, oh, man, this guy's...
And also, you told me not to put the teams on there, so...
Yeah, no,
hopefully you're remembering who's on.
We're the hockey expert.
I know, but got still, it, like, just looking at the screen, it's tough sometimes.
I will not pick anyone from the St. Louis Blues, so that's... I'm really only working with seven teams here.
I love that.
Let's go with...
Nathan McKinnon.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
If I have to.
No, McKinnon and Nathan Panarin McKinnon. On the same line. That wouldn't be fun at all.
No, no, that's awful hockey. No, yeah. I mean, McKinnon's, much like Makar, just the speed factor that he brings to the game and the team speed factor that Colorado has is just, it's incredible. And you see it, you saw it on display, especially in last night's game. Just, they're just such a fast team. It's great. And I hope that Kyle Davidson, in his attempts to build a more fast Blackhawks team across the board, looks at Colorado and says, these are the types of players we need to focus on.
Yes, that would be helpful. You got two?
Is it me or is it you?
I went.
Oh, it's me. Okay.
Yep. Well, we're back to Greg for a double dip.
Let's figure this out real quick. boy. On the back end, I'm going to go with, I'm going to stay in the state of Florida. I'll add Aaron Ekblad to my team. Good you can't deal. Blame him for the quick exit. So that gets rid of a Panther. And then I need another winger here, don't I? Can't do that guy. Can't do that guy. Is Sebastian Aho, is he a winger or a center?
He's a center, I believe.
He's a center. What about...
Well, you could be like the Hawks and just play him out of position.
Yeah, I mean,
just move McDavid to wing.
I mean, if we're being a stickler here to the positions.
Yeah, I know.
That's, we kind of are. I believe that's why it has a C and two Ws on the screen.
All right, well then I will do my research on my wing as I wait. I will take... former Blackhawk legend Antti Raanta as my goaltender. There you go. He's been spectacular, as the kids like to say.
Do they? Spectacular as the kids?
I don't know.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Antti Raanta as my goalie and my hurricane.
Back to me here.
Yep.
All right. I got Avalanche, Rangers, Hurricanes, Lightning. I need a wing and a defenseman. Now, here's my question, because we were just mentioning Aho.
Mm-hmm.
Is Leon Draisaitl a wing or a center?
He's officially listed as a center.
Is he?
But he does play wing.
He plays a lot of wing.
He plays a lot of wing. Can he be a wing?
I think you're safe.
Man, this is tough.
I think you're safe. I will.
Top Shelf Tuesday is getting a little wild.
I would allow it. I think we should allow it. Greg, thoughts? Draisaitl is wing or center?
Greg is the guy who just passed on.
I feel like he plays 50-50.
Yeah, it feels like 50-50.
I mean, I guess we can allow him to be a winner.
Oof. Now, what if... Yeah, can we go back to your pick so you can take him then?
No, because I have Connor McDavid. I can't have two Oilers.
Oh, I forgot about your McDavid pick.
I will then take Leon Draisaitl on the wing.
I love Leon Draisaitl, but give me Connor McDavid instead.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty solid team you got developing there.
Yeah, I think this would be... I would. You know, they have the three-on-three league that's starting up.
Yeah.
I think I would love to see this kind of thing. Just like one 5-on-5 with a goalie, obviously, but just get the best and just play like half ice or something. Like, I think that'd be fun.
All right. Well,
wait. Now is Mario getting his second pick now?
No, he's in the middle. So it's me with my last two here.
Jay to finish out.
I'm gonna go. For my Lightning player, I'm going to take Braden Point at center, which I know he's hurt, but he's still on the team.
I mean, he's still technically on the team.
So there's my Lightning player. Now I got to pick from Oilers, Panthers, or Blues.
Oof.
And I don't love any of these defensemen,
no,
to be quite honest with you. I'm between... This is tough. This is tough. This is tough. Looking at my team, I'm not soft up front, right? I've got Braden Point. I've got Matthew Tkachuk. Teravainen is tougher than he gets credit for. Makar is a finesse guy. So I was thinking about taking Colton Parayko, but I think I'm strong enough. I'm going to take Mackenzie Weegar from the Panthers.
Mm.
That's going to be my my defenseman.
Did you watch that? That
I know. I just, I'm like, do I want Darnell Nurse? I don't know. Maybe I'll just take Duncan Keith for fun. Can I take like past era Duncan Keith?
Nope.
No.
We can't do like WWE 2K22 where it's like Shawn Michaels 06. Yeah. I can't do that. All right.
Sorry, no.
Three faces of
I will take, I'm going to take Mackenzie Weegar.
Mackenzie Weegar. All right. I got to complete my defensive core.
And I have just lost a draft.
Damn. I guess. Because I'm not going with the Blues, so I need a player from the Flames and a player or a player from Florida, but their best two defensemen have been taken. Do I go
strategery?
Do I go Gustav Forsling? No.
Oh.
No, absolutely do not. I'm going to go with Rasmus Anderson from the Calgary Flames.
Good pick.
He's been pretty underrated this postseason. I think the Flames get a lot of pump from their guys up front, but Rasmus Anderson has been pretty solid. So yeah, I'll go with him.
All right, Mr. Irrelevant.
Finish us off.
Yeah, I need a little grit up front. I mean, McDavid can be gritty, but he's highly skilled. Gaudreau is a flashy player. So I'm going to add some grit, and I'm going to put Gabriel Landeskog on my wing to make some room for those two guys.
Yeah.
It's a good pick.
That's a really good pick.
It's a good pick.
Yeah, that's Captain Elbows.
Captain Elbows.
That's my guy.
So, all right, so there it is. There's your final draft board. Greg has McDavid, Gaudreau, Landeskog, Hedman, Ekblad, and Ranta. Mario, McKinnon, Panarin, Draisaitl, Slavin, Anderson, and Vasilevsky. And I have Point, Teravainen, Kachuk, Makar, Uyghur, and Shesterkin. We have an early. I think it's really hard to not give this one to Greg.
When you get Connor McDavid, it's hard to not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won the draft right there.
You only have six McDavid players. And Hedman, but. I don't know. I think if we're putting these three teams, these three starting lineups against each other, I think Greg's got a glaring deficiency
in
net.
I've got the weakest goalie.
Yeah.
But with McDavid and Gaudreau, I'm going to score 11 goals a night.
I'm going to win
11-10.
Those 7-6 games, yeah.
Those are fun.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled with my goalie. I was going to go Markstrom, but the Gaudreau pick was a little more tempting.
Yeah. Yeah, my team is going to rely heavily on the offensive production coming from the forwards. Defense are just going to stay home. home and
you're going to win. You're going to win the 1-0 games. I'm going to win the 8-7.
There
games.
You go.
I'm going to not win.
I mean, you got.
I like my team a lot. Like I really do. I just there's just no. You guys both have superstars.
I really like that.
I don't have any superstars. I like my lineup.
Kale McCarr, what are you talking about? You don't have a superstar.
Yeah, but I mean star scorers. All right. We're going to put it on a poll. We'll put it on CHGO_Blackhawks account, and we'll let people vote on who won the draft. But hey, we got Nathan in the chat says Mario's team wins. So looking for anyone.
That's why I'm in his wedding.
Anyone?
Woo!
Oh, we see now. Checks in the mail, Nathan. Wink, wink.
Yeah, Dale says Kale and Igor are going to have to carry my team. Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. But I think we're underselling Braden Point a little bit.
People
I know
do,
he's hurt,
yeah.
But
people really do.
A really, really great player. Well, that was fun.
That was fun. I like that.
We got a lot more fun stuff coming up on Top Shelf Tuesday. That's going to happen on Tuesdays. See what we did there?
There you go.
Yeah, so that.
No confusion.
Be hard to forget that one.
Yeah, so and they're not always going to be drafts. There are going to be some other fun topics like that. But, you know, that's sort of the off-season stuff you have to look forward to. As we sort of plow through as the playoffs wrap up and we work our way to the draft and free agency, we're going to have some fun. We're having fun every day, quite frankly.
We have fun
every day. But Tuesdays is our designated fun day for sure.
And I think after saying all that, I think Monday will be our draft. I think next week, Monday.
Yeah.
Because we are gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a pre-recorded show. We haven't quite figured out.
Yeah, we got to work that
out. We may be doing some fun like Memorial Day barbecue stuff.
Yeah,
it'll be
fun.
It'll be a lot of fun. Reminder also, tomorrow is our Wednesdays, our player evaluation days. We're going to do Dylan Strome and Riley Stillman on tomorrow's show, so don't miss that.
Strome and Stillman. Personal injury attorneys at law.
Yeah, and we'll, of course, react to the night's playoff action as we always do. Want to remind everybody, by the way, if you're enjoying CHGO, one way to help us continue to grow is to download that PointsBet app and use the code CHGO when you sign up. Not only do you get two risk-free bets up to $2,000, but if you make a $50 or more first-time deposit, you're going to get a free CHGO membership. It unlocks our great web content. You'll get a free shirt, all the great stuff that comes with the CHGO membership. It is a total no-brainer. Any questions, email pointsbet@allchgo.com. And remember, online sign-up is available now in Illinois. You can actually download the app right now, the PointsBet app, and register from start to finish, all from your phone. You'll be signing up at the fastest sports book, easier than ever, and you can start living your bet life in seconds. So what are you waiting for? Once the game starts, don't just bet. Live your bet life with PointsBet. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. And look, that is the best way to get that CHGO membership, because you're scratching both itches. You're getting on with PointsBet. You're getting the CHGO membership. It's a year membership, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So totally worth. I mean, it's an incredible deal. That's the best way to do it. And again, you'll get access to all of our great written content, our Discord channel, tons and tons of great stuff, and of course, cool shirts like the one Mario's wearing. So we're gonna wrap things up with that. Join us tomorrow for our evals. We got Throwback Thursday coming up later this week. Tons of great stuff coming up. Join us at 11 a.m. on Wednesday for our Dylan Strome, Riley Stillman evaluation episode. And make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube channel. Make sure you're following us all on Twitter. I'm at Jay Zawoski. He's at Greg Boyson. He's at Mario_Tirabassi. And follow the show account at @CHGO_Blackhawks. We're going to put the graphic up for the draft and let you all vote on who won our draft today. So for my partners, Greg and Mario, I'm Jay. Thanks to Lawrence for spinning the dials today. We greatly appreciate it. This has been the CHGO Blackhawks podcast.